Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
The throw to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Well, you just never know what's going to happen on a football Friday. And the news just keeps coming in. Josh Gattis, gone. As the offensive coordinator at the University of Miami. I said it last week, probably said it early this week, that I hear you, man. I hear you when I'm out. Hey, Joe, I'm a big UM fan. I got a question. I know it's coming. Is Josh Gattis gone? Because that was terrible. That's on him. There's no reason. Okay, we don't have enough talent, but we're better than what Josh Gattis did. We're losing to bad ACC teams, average ACC team. So I heard you, and Mario obviously wasn't happy with things that were going on and the frustration of a bad offense. I think probably the happiest guy, believe it or not, right now, is not any of the fans. Nothing against you. Even you diehard, hardcore fans. I think it's Tyler Van Dyke. I think is probably the happiest dude around. Did not like the offense. Made the best of it. I think he and Mario had a discussion. And I think he said, listen, if this is the way it's going to be, you know, I've got some places I can go, but I'd like to stay here. He says, well, we'll get it fixed up. We'll get it fixed up. I think it said a lot, the fact that Tyler stayed. I do. I think that was a big one right there. He didn't have a very good year, so he was either going to stay here or transfer to get his stock back up. And I think he and Mario have had some discussions about it, and so here we are. I thought it would happen after National Signing Day in February. What is it, first Tuesday or Wednesday? And didn't last. Barry had some good stuff that he wasn't involved in recruiting and any of the stuff, and players were coming in town and not seeing him. And so I think it was all a pretty good indication of what was about ready to happen. I just wasn't sure. Also, Mario's best friend is the offensive line coach. So I think they had a pretty good feel for everything that was happening, the frustration, how bad was it with the players. And listen, you don't want word spreading. You don't want, you know, it to become toxic, get it cleaned up. And so there you have it. And that kind of tops everything before we get to these championship games. And, of course, Mike Florio will join us coming up here, and we'll talk to Mike. There's a lot of news out there, a lot of coaching stuff out there that we'll talk about, as well as some other stuff in the National Football League that's going on. Waiting to find out not only defensive coordinator down here for the Miami Dolphins, but a lot of jobs have opened. Actually, a lot more coordinator jobs than I thought, with a lot of head coaches still have their jobs, didn't lose it. I know a lot of people thought probably going to be more guys end up losing their jobs, kind of waiting on the one that the Jeff Saturday, if he'll get the Colts job or not, with no experience except what he just went through, whatever you call that, where he went from room to room and told him how good he was at center, and we got to play together. I don't know. I'm guessing you got to do more than that as a head coach to make that thing work, right? Wow. So anyway, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. I want to thank Raja Bell, man. Just really good. He and OJ, thank you guys for coming on. Mike Florio will join us in just a few minutes, and we'll jump on that and talk to Mike. But a lot of crazy stuff going on here, man. So for Canes fans, Woody, that's the number one. That's number one they wanted. That's it.
People on our Kendall Toyota text line are very pleased. Their weekend's off to a good start, they're saying, Joe. yeah, listen, the offense was the worst ever. I mean, it was really bad.
So
this is a good thing. You got to get a better system in there. You got to work around the guys you have. And I would love to see, because obviously we like Tyler and, you know, all that stuff. I'd like to see him have a really big bounce back year here. And hopefully this is the start to doing that, right?
And I'll give you another one. I said this, Woody, a couple days ago, too. You weren't going to get – it was going to be hard getting the receivers you wanted either in a transfer portal or out of high school when they saw that offense. It was going to be hard. He's upgraded some talent. It's just how quickly they can grow, but we got some guys that – we got some offensive linemen screaming first-round picks all over them when they're old enough here and mature enough that. So I don't think the running back and the offensive line problem is taken care of, but if you're looking on the outside, I think tight ends, they've got a lot of good tight ends, but you got to get more out of that wide receiver, and Tyler understands that, coach understands that, and they're still talking about needing to get another wide receiver in the mix before the start of the season. Spring football. Jeez, got spring football.
That was, out of all the things from last year, all the sports, man, like, that was such a letdown, because I thought, out of all the things that you thought were like kind of a sure thing, that Tyler and that offense was going to be pretty good, right? After the year that he had. Remember going into the training camp, and it's, you know, you start getting hearing all this, he's going to be a first-round pick stuff after the end of the season. You remember that?
I do.
Talking about him being a first-round pick, and it just did not – man, I was at all those games. I can't believe how it looked. But this is good. This is a good start here, hopefully, again, to turning that offensive unit around, because there's a lot of talent at that quarterback position, and that's not something you want to waste, right? It's not something that comes around all the time.
It's amazing that we were talking about Josh Gattis at Michigan, assistant coach of the year, and what has happened in his career coming down here. Obviously, he didn't have the same team that he had in Michigan. Michigan had more talent, but I don't think anybody – thought it was going to look the way it did last year.
Well, they just kept trying to do stuff that they weren't, like, capable of doing.
Right.
Like, it's like at some point you need to kind of adapt a little bit, try to win some ball games. And, man, oh, man, I don't know if that's just stubborn or what that is. But
I don't know the frustration that Josh went through with the talent. I know he is frustrated with the wide receiver room. I'd heard stories coming out of things he had said to the wide receivers, and there was yeah.
How about that school is not messing around anymore, man? They are really trying to win. I mean, they're not letting anything stand
no,
in their way right
they're
now.
They're not like,
man.
Look
I'm
at man.
They owe this guy a small fortune, right? Unless
yes.
he gets another job, and I'm guessing they owe him a lot of money out the door.
Problem is, when you just have a year like you had, your value on the open market to get a similar job is not going to be easy. So, yeah, I think they're going to be on the hook. But, hey, you're right. The commitment to money, because this last thing you want, you'd rather guys find jobs and you don't have to pay them. But we'll find out where he lands and what happens. But yeah, that was Woody. That was a hell of a way to
surprised to see
start
that come right through my email here. So they sent out a press release, and I'm sitting here, I got my email up, and yeah, it just popped up right there. 8:37, I think, was when that
just
that email came
just like
through.
That.
But a lot of Canes fans, Joe, texting in this morning.
What and, kind of stuff? Give me a couple.
Someone said Gattis suck. We got Harbaugh. Someone said who's out there OC-wise. I guess you got to start looking at hot offenses. And
so it doesn't have to necessarily be some guy that's been around for 30 years running offense. It can be some young, like there's going to be a lot of guys interested in that job.
No, I mean, you just find someone who ran a good offense last year, what fits kind of what you want to do, and you just go grab them, right?
And that's a good point. I'm glad you said that because it's still going to be set on what Mario wants his offense to look like. Mario's got a vision of what he wants, and I know he wants to be balanced, run and pass. And so he's going to find that guy. And listen, Mario's been coast to coast here, man. He's aware of everybody in the business. It pays well, as we know now, that he can get somebody young and energetic, hopefully, that can come in, relate, and put in a system that we can all enjoy, that scores points, can run it, can throw it, get the big pass play back in the offense, and see how this thing goes. All right, listen, we got to go to break. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk comes up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Wow, been getting better than this weekend for sure with the championship games. It's a great time to bring in Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mike, I've analyzed these games about every way possible, and I know you have too, along with Sims and the rest of the people over there. These just look like two really close, should be great football games that we wouldn't be surprised if both road teams were able to win.
I agree with you completely, and wouldn't it be something if it's Bengals 49ers for the third time? They met in 16, met in 23. It would be great to get them together again as the Bengals try to win their first one ever. But any combination would work. The odds for Super Bowl win, the betting props are as close as they've ever been for the final four teams. So, yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's the kind of thing that drives me crazy as somebody who's expected to make picks that aren't completely wrong. But I just don't care. I just want to enjoy the games. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I picked the Bengals and the Eagles to win, but it could easily be the Chiefs and the 49ers in a rematch of the game that was played down there 3 years ago. It could be any of the four combinations, and I think every combination would give us a game rich with storylines and drama and hopefully a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, both games, you're right. The personalities of both teams, whether it's a team or the star-studded quarterback match, you know, I'm with you on all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to if I'm going to bring some of it back here to South Florida. So you can imagine what it's like when we see Tom Brady at a private school down here looking at the school and everybody, oh, Tom Brady, it's already set up. He's coming here. His kid, look at this. He's looking. He's getting it all set up. What do you think happens with Tom Brady? I don't think he plays for the Miami Dolphins. Do you?
I thought it was hilarious that on his pre-recorded podcast, he blew a fuse on supposedly the question of what he's going to do next year, because he said, if I effing knew what I was right. going to do, I'd effing tell you. All Jim Gray said was, what's your timetable? Not even what are you going to do? And I do think it was contrived. I think what Tom Brady's trying to do at this point is avoid a repeat of what happened last year. And what happened last year was there were machinations behind the scenes. The Dolphins were talking to him and Sean Payton. It all hit the fan. The tampering is going to happen. It happened in 2020 when he became a free agent. He was talking to teams in advance of the time when he was supposed to talk to teams. My guess is that the process has already begun of him identifying possibilities, finding out who would or wouldn't be interested. None of it gets held until the middle of March. By the middle of March, it's all figured out. 3 years ago, it was all figured out he was going to Tampa. Last year, it was all figured out he was going to Miami until the Brian Flores lawsuit blew everything up. And I think this year, his reaction was aimed at getting everyone off the trail as he embarks on the process of seeing, number one, who wants him, number two, who he wants, and number three, where's the right place for him to play. I think he's going to play. Just the question at this point is where.
All right, and I got to ask you about the hottest defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, came down for a visit. Where do you think he ends up?
Well, remember the report? I think it was Shefty. He's tied to Peyton. Whatever happened to that? That just kind of went away.
Right.
Fangio's interviewing with like everybody but the potential for a Sean Payton coach team. So, yeah, hey, he's in a position where you have options. You can pick the place where you think the personnel is the best, where you think the team's going to be the best. He surely harbors ideas of being a head coach again, going into a better situation than he had in Denver. Everyone who's ever been a head coach and has been fired wants another crack at it. They believe the second time around they can do a better job. I mean, wouldn't we all feel that way? It's human nature.
Yes.
If you took a job that didn't work out and you're still in that industry and that's still the ultimate goal, you'd like to have an opportunity to show somewhere else that you can get it done, that it wasn't you the first time around. So we'll see how it plays out. Money's going to be a factor as well. You know, coordinators get a pretty good chunk of change, but not nearly as much as head coaches. But I think a lot of factors go into it. And also, we got to see how some of these other jobs land. Maybe Peyton does take a job and all of a sudden Fangio's name gets thrust into the mix as defensive coordinator.
Well, speaking of defensive coordinator and maybe head coach again, what do you think happens to Brian Flores, whose name's been in for a lot of DC jobs and we know of one head coaching job?
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. Yesterday's development in Carolina, when the Panthers hired Frank Reich and passed over Steve Wilks, when the statement came from Wilks' lawyer within an hour or so after that news broke, very strongly worded, making it clear that the Panthers are going to be joined to the pending lawsuit because Wilks is one of the three plaintiffs. He's got a claim against the Cardinals. The Panthers will now face a claim not just of race discrimination, but also retaliation against someone who dared exercise his legal rights standing up to the shield. That was a warning shot to the Cardinals, who are now considering Brian Flores to be their head coach. They better hire Sean Payton if they don't hire Brian Flores. Anything less than that, and it's going to be too easy to argue. You just went through the motions with Brian Flores. You were never going to hire him. You view him as a troublemaker. You don't want him to be a coach. And this is the great, deeper battle that's going on here. And a lot of people who aren't lawyers don't understand it. And I would probably feel the same way if I hadn't practiced law and really appreciate what the law provides by way of protection. When you do take advantage of your legal rights against an employer, they can't just shun you because they don't like the fact that you dared to cause them expense and grief and heartache because they disagree with you. They think your lawsuit's frivolous, whatever the case may be. No, you have rights against retaliation. And Steve Wilks, arguably, was passed over for the Panthers job because he's a quote-unquote troublemaker. If Brian Flores isn't hired by the Cardinals and they don't hire somebody who is clearly more accomplished like Sean Payton, the Cardinals could end up in an even deeper mess. And these other teams that didn't even interview Flores, I mean, this guy did well with the Dolphins. He's the only, or the Cardinals are the only team that interviewed him. The Broncos, the Texans, the Colts, the Panthers, they didn't even bring him in. This lawsuit, which has been kind of simmering lately, we're still waiting to find out whether or not it's going to happen in court or in the NFL's in-house arbitration process, which is rigged in the NFL's favor. This thing is going to be a potential mess. It's going to get bigger as a result of this hiring cycle, especially if Flores doesn't come out of it with the Cardinals job.
So if he's not happy and doesn't get that head coaching job, he's a damn good defensive coordinator. Does somebody still take a chance on him, Mike, or does that screw it up for that as well?
Well, it shouldn't. And again, the Steelers did the right thing last year, and people were so, the Steelers, I can't believe the Steelers hired him. You have to compartmentalize these things. To run a business that is responsible and complies with the laws, federal, state, and local, that apply across the country, you don't hold it against someone because they've decided to stand up and say you're doing something that's not in compliance with all relevant employment laws. And so, yeah, the Vikings should be falling all over themselves to try to hire Brian Flores to turn that defense around. Anybody that's trying to upgrade from a defensive standpoint should be hiring Brian Flores. And I applaud the Steelers for giving him the job last year. If they hadn't done it, he would have been out of football for all of 2022, and it would have made his case even stronger. He was completely shunned by everybody. So I think he's either going to be the head coach of the Cardinals, which would be the smart move, especially because the Cardinals could use him. They need somebody who's the exact opposite from a coaching personality standpoint of Cliff Kingsbury, somebody to get the most out of Kyler Murray. I think he'd be a damn good choice. If it doesn't happen, then he should be a defensive coordinator, and the fact that he's got this lawsuit against the NFL should never enter the conversation. It should never be considered. It should never be discussed. It should never even be implicitly acknowledged by the decision makers. Now, that's easier said than done, but that's the way it should be.
So on top of all this stuff, it looks like, I don't know, Jeff Saturday still going to get that job with the Colts. Is that going to happen?
I think it's going to come down to Saturday or Eric Bieniemy. And Saturday's getting a second interview. The longer he's in this process, the more likely Jim Irsay is going to go ahead and do it. Oh. I wonder what impact the hiring of Frank Reich in Carolina has on Irsay's thought process. The Colts play in Carolina next year. And what if Frank Reich takes the Panthers to the NFC South division title? When you look around that division, wouldn't it be crazy to think that he could do it next year?
Right.
And what if the Colts under Saturday are 3-14? I almost wonder whether or not Frank Reich landing on his feet is just enough to break the spell that Irsay has put himself under as it relates to this idea that if he just gives Jeff Saturday enough time, he'll become a great coach. I mean, it really is astounding to think of using one of the most 32 coveted coaching jobs in football as on-the-job training for a guy who clearly isn't qualified for the job. It's kind of like Jerry Jones buying the Cowboys and making himself the general manager. He had no qualifications to be the general manager of an NFL team. Well, after you do it long enough, guess what? You get the qualifications because you're doing the job. And how many years would it take for Saturday to become the coach that Irsay thinks he can be? I think that's the struggle for Irsay. He believes that in time, Saturday could be a great head coach simply by being a head coach and learning through his mistakes and getting better. I think it's harder to do if you're going to have an apples-to-apples comparison to Frank Reich.
All right, so you've been getting it stirred up on this AFC-NFC championship game. I want to let you know I want both games the way they are on Sunday. This game was built around Sunday mostly. I want both my championship games at 3 and 6:30. I like that. I just wanted to let you know that. I like the championship games on Sunday.
I'll make sure the league office knows. I'll make sure the league office knows that's what you think. They don't care what any of us think. It used to be 1-4. And, Joe, I bet you would have said 20 years ago, I like my conference championship games at 1-4. I don't want to change. That's when football games are played on Sundays at 1-4.
That's true.
And then they moved them to 3 and 6:30, and people probably huffed and puffed. But you know what? We're going to huff and puff about anything the NFL does, but we're not going to blow their house down. They make it Sunday and Monday, we're still going to watch. We make it neutral site, they're still going to watch. That's the attitude the NFL has. And, you know, it was, what, 6-7 years ago, Mark Cuban said, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, the reckoning is coming for the NFL. Not that long ago, he has acknowledged he was wrong about that. The NFL can just stick its whole head in the trough and keep eating. Nothing is going to turn the American sports fan off of professional football.
I guess the other part of this is you work all year. I think you agree with this. Maybe you don't. To get the best record, get the bye week, play at home. I was lucky enough 2 or 3 times to stay home at the Orange Bowl and went to a couple Super Bowls off of it and lost one championship game, AFC championship game at home. But I saw the benefit of it. Don't you think most of the owners want to keep it that way with all the work? You know their head coaches do.
Well, Some of the owners surely do. The ones who have open-air cold-weather stadiums like Art Rooney of the Steelers, who came out yesterday and said he hates it. The question is, can you dangle enough to get 24 votes in favor? And look at it this way. You know, the Falcons. Who knows when the Falcons are ever going to host another NFC championship, but they get themselves smack dab in the rotation, AFC and NFC. And I don't know how they would do it. Would it be NFC stadiums for the AFC game and AFC stadiums for the NFC game? I don't know. But there's a lot of money to be made by everyone. If they shift these games to the neutral site, it becomes Super Bowl light, where you can go to the city and you can get a great package of concessions and benefits and money to do this. And the cities make more money. Think about it. If Miami hosts an AFC championship game that the Dolphins play in, how many people are coming in from out of town to go to the game and root for the visiting team? Now do it as a neutral site for the NFC championship. You got Eagles fans and 49ers fans descending on South Florida, 70,000 of them, filling the hotels, spending money. That's where the allure comes from. And, hey, Joe, I remember 1972 when the undefeated Dolphins, remember what they had to do? They had to go to Pittsburgh.
Go to Pittsburgh, that's right.
They had to go to Pittsburgh. That was the rule then. There was it was a stupid-ass rotation, not even based on merit. So when you consider there was a time when the NFL actually made the better team go to Pittsburgh to face the lesser team in their building, neutral site is better than that. And what they want is a college-style atmosphere. The one thing about college football the NFL envies is those games where you tune in and you got half the stadium in one team's colors and the other half of the stadium in the other team's colors. And that doesn't happen at the Super Bowl because people get their Super Bowl tickets for the most part, well in advance of even knowing who the teams are going to be. It's a destination. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Who's in it? I don't care. I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm neutral. You get these conference championship games where half the tickets go to the season ticket holders of one team, the other half to the season ticket holders of the other team, and it's a different thing altogether. And it's almost, and I think that's why they were kind of hoping for Bills Chiefs. It's almost like people need to see it
right
to understand how it could be, and then they've seen it, and it's like, you know what, I kind of like this, and then it goes from there.
You think it'll ever happen?
I know from talking to enough people around the league wants it to happen. The question is, can they get 24 votes? And Art Rooney was asked that yesterday, and he said he just doesn't know if they can get to 24. Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Chiefs, had pushed it during his lifetime on a regular basis, and it always got shot down. But, hey, like everything else, it comes down to money. Remember that report from a few weeks back where they went in to try to get the owners to not fire as many coaches? They laid out in dollars and cents what it cost them in buyouts. They understand you appeal to their greed. Go in there and show them how much money they can make by doing neutral site conference championship games, and that's the way to get them to agree to it.
All right, Mike. Hey, you have a great weekend. I can't wait for these games, man. They're going to be fun, and the ratings are going to be ridiculous. Should be great for everybody.
Unbelievable. I'm breaking the meter on Saturday or Sunday night, Bengals Chiefs. Can't wait.
Mike, thank you, buddy.
See you, pal.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Boy, he just all fired up, man. We're fired up, too. We got a lot more. By the way, we'll come back if you are just joining us. Josh Gattis, the offensive coordinator at the University of Miami. What did we say? He's been fired. He's been released.
Relieved of duties.
He's relieved. He's been relieved.
The proper way to put it.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. 305-567-056.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Check in on the text machine when we come back.
Speaking of gambling, I get you get some picks here momentarily, right, for this this big weekend coming up.
I'm with just about everybody else that we've talked to, and I don't think a lot of people are going to be surprised to see San Francisco and Cincinnati go on the road and get wins against Philly and Kansas City. I think, you know what? I want to see good games. I don't care who wins. Do you really care? Like,
I tend to root for Mahomes a little bit. I like him. I don't know, but I don't really have much of a rooting interest, to be quite honest.
Cincinnati's had the crap beat out of them there for a long time.
Cincinnati reminds me of the Dolphins. Like, I feel like we're kind of like bonded with them in a weird way.
So I always looked at Cincinnati like Detroit for years because they drafted a bunch of quarterbacks in the first round. They didn't work out, and they were struggling, and and then, bam.
But again, like you and you mentioned Detroit, we're in a lot of those things with Detroit.
Yes, we are.
So again, like I feel like Cincinnati, they, you know, I was at, remember that game with the Dolphins in Cincinnati, and the Dolphins were up big, and then the game went to overtime, and the Dolphins found a way, man.
Right.
Good for them.
No, you're right.
And you were sitting in there, oh, I want to win games. I want to make history.
I don't think we're going to get Joe Burrow anyway.
It's neither here nor there at this point.
And it's done.
It's definitely done.
By the way,
I feel like we're bonded in a weird way to the Bengals.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like they're...
As long as you don't do one of those Barry Jackson articles Brian Flores screwed it up, we could have had Joe Burrow.
But they have our guys. I mean, in theory. So, like, you know. But I also like Mahomes a lot, so I don't know. I am picking the Chiefs to win that game, though.
Okay. And, you know, I did grow up a San Francisco fan, but I don't have the 49ers, the team I like the least of them just because of past history. But my friends, my dad, big 49er fan and wants to know everything. I'll call him in a little while and he's going to want to know about the 49ers and stuff. But I don't care who wins that game. I don't.
Do you think the league cares?
No.
Is there a preference on these markets or
I don't
these
think,
teams? I guess with
I don't
with
think they care.
Left,
matter
right?
of fact, I think the NFL thinks it's good when some of the smaller market, Buffalo, or somebody like who's the win one, I think they think that's pretty good for business.
I agree with you in the sense that, like, if Buffalo were to ever get there to the Super Bowl, which I don't know, man, their window, I don't know. I know they got to make some changes, but it'd be a good story, right? Because they haven't won in so long. I mean,
some
teams
in the NBA can never win a championship. Do you agree with that?
I don't know, man. The Bucks did it.
All right. So,
I mean, can the Kings draft Victor Wembanyama? And
now, listen,
I mean, in theory,
they're better
maybe,
than they've been.
Know.
No, I
thought the Magic were going to be good. I mean, the Magic got like 8 first-round picks running around on that team. I know they're like 6 or 7
All right,
games
so
under 500.
You think
to answer your question,
got...
it's very, very hard in the NBA for the small markets. They got to really, really hit on a superstar like a Giannis and then just pray that by the time he reaches his prime, he doesn't bolt.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. Like, you look at the Magic, like all those guys, when they hit their prime after, what is it, 4 years, they're going to leave. So, like, you're not going to get any of those players in their prime, which is another
Milwaukee
issue.
Got a real unique situation.
Yes, they did.
Because he's not tied into all the American superstars. He wasn't. He's his own guy. I like that about Giannis. He's not tied into kissing LeBron's ass or anybody else, right?
He is his own guy, and he also doesn't seem like a guy who needs a big market, right? Well, like, he doesn't need New York City. He doesn't need Miami. He doesn't need that for his brand. Like, it's just not – it's not him. Like, he's kind of a low-key guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
But yeah, man, I don't. I think
he's not
people
tied
want to play
the,
for the most part.
The
if you want to be
of,
a big star and you want right. to make the big money, you want to go to a place where you know you're going to get a lot of eyeballs.
Well, listen, let's jump on the what do you got coming in on the text machine now a little bit here.
Well, the celebration is on with the Canes fans.
I knew that. That's
just
always the number
us.
One
Josh
thing.
Gattis has been let go here this morning. Yeah, man. So a lot of that. And then people wondering who the next OC, who's out there OC-wise. Someone asked, like, we got to get – we'll get our list together. Maybe by Monday can we do
well,
that?
Think about this. Any assistant on any coaching staff can join us. Doesn't matter what they're doing right now. They can all – you got a guy that you really like the program and you're hearing good things about. He can be your guy. You can get anybody in college.
You just need to find a really good offensive coordinator and just bring him in, like from a smaller school. Or maybe you go bigger school. I don't know, like USF got the guy from Tennessee, ran that offense up there. And that offense was obviously really good. So
I wanted to say this too, which is pretty obvious to everybody, but I still need to say it. There's a serious commitment financially. They just ate under the new group. They just ate their first contract, and it was a lot of money. Made a commitment. They know the new guy's going to cost a lot of money, and they're like, whatever it takes, we got to get this right. There's going to be a serious investment. They expect a return, but it's good. It's good to see, man. This money that continues to come in to give this give Mario a chance, and I believe he'll get it turned around, man. He will get it turned around. By the way, nobody's ever going to say, I haven't seen Mario. Now he's down in the Keys fishing. You probably won't be saying that about Mario Cristobal. What else do you have, Woody?
All right, someone texted in earlier, by the way, and I just want to touch on this really quick because Mike Florio keeps bringing this up about the neutral site games, and someone kind of agreed with me, and I said, like, I just think it's impossible as a fan to make that trip and then, you know, like, turn around. Because like, I think eventually, like, everyone wants to go to the Super Bowl, right? Isn't that your goal as a sports fan to one day attend a Super Bowl for most people?
Yeah.
That's the holy grail of sporting events, right?
Well, if you're down here, it's to win a playoff game. But, yeah,
but just to attend
picture,
a Super
yes.
Bowl. Like, to see your team in the Super Bowl would be the holy grail of sporting events for most people.
Yeah.
Why would you pay these insane amounts of money? Why would you go on the trip the week before the Super Bowl is what I'm wondering. Like, why? What are fans getting out of doing that? And I just think that is a really expensive trip, man. The tickets are expensive. Imagine coming down to Miami. Say the game was in Miami. And you're coming from Kansas City or Buffalo. You got to book a flight 6 days in advance at
right.
a hotel.
Right.
You're talking of $5,000-$10,000, like, easily, right?
I don't like the idea.
It's just
I'm
stupid.
Telling you.
It doesn't make any sense to
like
me.
Like, I started with Mike. I played in, God, I don't know, three or four AFC championship games. Now somebody's going to look it up. I know three for sure. It's nice to have home field with the bye week when you have it and be able to go to those games, man, and be able to win it at home in front of your own crowd. We're going to find out, though, whether Mike's right or not, because the league's going to vote on it, and they need 24 owners. And by the way, why would Kansas City agree to a neutral site? They're always
yeah, they
home.
They host it every year. But again, you're lessening the regular season, too, which doesn't make any sense.
What's the motivation? Motivation to be a – Don Shula used to stand up when we were really good, and he'd go, hey – here's our goals. Win the AFC East and get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That's our goal, guys. We don't plan on leaving this weather. We're going to make them come down here to the Orange Bowl and play.
All right, we're out of time here, man.
That's it?
Give me your picks one more time here, all right? Give me.
I know you're going to hold me. I'm going both road teams. I'm going
well,
San
you gotta,
Francisco.
You got to take the spreads, though, okay? You can't just pick who you think's going to win. So the Eagles are favored by 2.5 points. The over-under is at 46.5.
Okay. So I'm just taking – I'm fine then just taking San Francisco.
You're taking San Francisco. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm going to take them as well. Chiefs are now up to -1, essentially a pick'em game. 48 is the over-under.
I'm going to take I'll take Cincinnati. Both
yeah.
the home
you
teams
and,
are
you
favored.
You and most people, I think. I think Cincinnati is the hot pick there. I like the Kansas City Chiefs, man. A lot, by the way.
I don't know how healthy this
– My lock of the weekend.
Okay.
That means – Cincinnati will win outright, by the way. Just so you know how my picks usually go.
Well, that's going to do it, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again Monday morning. Talk about these games and Panthers. Oh, by the way, the friggin' NHL All-Star family is going to be down here as well. Man, a lot of good stuff going on here in South Florida. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you again Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.